1893. October 1, 1893. Garnered Thoughts, Ellen G. White. From unpublished manuscript of Mrs. E. G. White. God has expended amazing sacrifices upon men, and mighty energies to reclaim man from transgression and sin to loyalty and obedience. But he does nothing without the cooperation of human agencies. Every endowment of grace and power and efficiency has been liberally provided, and the strongest motives are presented to arouse and keep alive in the human heart the missionary spirit, that divine and human agencies may be combined. As man uses his talents, however small, the Holy Spirit takes of the things of God and presents them anew to the mind. Through the Spirit, the neglected Word is made a vivifying agency, quick and powerful upon human minds, not because of the educational power of the human agency, but because the divine power works with the human, and it is the divine that deserves all the credit. You are not alone. God's grace stands ready to work with every effort to enlighten the ignorant and those that do not know that the end of all things is at hand. But His Spirit will not be your substitute to do the work God has given you. Light may shine in abundance, but the grace given will convert your soul only as it arouses you to cooperate with divine agencies. You are called to be active soldiers, to put on the divine armor, to put forth energy, divine power working with the human to break the spell of worldly enchantments. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. We are to keep Christ as our pattern ever in view, and by contemplating Him we become transformed in character. His own righteousness is imputed to us. Therefore, all virtue, all light, all that is of any value is derived from Christ. And how foolish for any man to cherish self-esteem and lift up his soul unto vanity. Christ is everything to us, and if we have His love abiding in our hearts, we shall cultivate love for one another. If the Spirit of God poured out upon individuals finds no outlet to enlighten and bless others, the Lord will employ other channels where His grace will be a living, flowing spring, to refresh the souls of those ready to perish. The dear Savior condescends to honor the human agent in making him a laborer together with God. When we realize this great and important truth, we shall feel our accountability. A sense of the continual presence of God, the consciousness that we are individually honored to wear the yoke of Christ, will correct morbid self-distrust and nervous timidity. To know that we are laborers together with God will impart confidence, not in ourselves, but in the divine agency cooperating with our human efforts. We shall have a sense of our personal obligation, and the Lord will give us to feel what is due to ourselves in being thus honored. Understanding the value of the human soul, we shall improve our talents and capabilities by training all our powers to be a blessing to humanity and an honor to God. Strengthened by inward grace and by living connection with God, the life of the soul will show itself in outward, appropriate work along Christ's lines. The life of the strong, well-rooted tree is manifested not only by foliage, but by abundance of fruit, good works. It is required of Christ's followers that they be doers of His words, which He has spoken to them in a variety of ways, through illustrations drawn from the things of nature, through the man sowing the seed and the harvest. All these figures and illustrations it is needful that we contemplate and search carefully to understand, that we may be found not without understanding, but wise in that science which concerns our eternal interests in the kingdom of God. How intensely earnest is Satan, working through his manifold temptations to lead every soul into paths not cast up, into by and forbidden paths. How essential for everyone who has enlisted in the army of the Lord to heed the injunction of the inspired Apostle Paul. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. What is required of us to do? Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. What is holiness? Doing everything with an eye single to the glory of God. Holiness is so living that men shall see your good works, and by seeing them shall glorify God. This is the work of the unfallen angels of heaven. This was the life work of Christ upon the earth. Christ has given this command to every soul that believes in His name. Every organ has its function, and our Creator has pledged Himself to keep our organs in a healthy condition if we will obey His laws implanted in our nature. The laws governing the physical nature are as truly divine in their origin and character as the law of the Ten Commandments. Man is fearfully and wonderfully made, for Jehovah has inscribed His law by His own almighty hand on every part of the human body. Many who are sick might be well if they would cooperate with God, surrendering soul and body and spirit to His control. For in order to have health, we must keep ourselves in harmony with God's law. To have clean hands and a pure heart is to have contentment of mind, and this is conducive to health. No one can grow in grace till he purifies his soul by obeying the truth. Obedience to the truth includes obedience to physical law. Many transgress physical law and seemingly pass on uninjured, but that which they sow, they shall also reap. There will come upon the transgressor disease of such a character that he will be forced to admit that he is reaping the result of previous habits which have weakened his powers of resistance. When our churches plant their feet firmly upon the principles of health reform and respect the physical laws which God has instituted, they will stand where God will give them His grace and will make them an influence for good in the community in which they move.